From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The U.S. and key allies are reportedly set to insist that Iran give unfettered access to its previously secret uranium enrichment facility, as well as others linked to its disputed nuclear program. The New York Times quotes administration officials as saying Iran will be given 3 months to comply. The demands are to be presented to Iran at multinational talks next week. President Obama says Iranian leaders have a choice to make.
They can live up to their responsibilities and achieve integration with the community of nations. Or they will face increased pressure and isolation and deny opportunity to their own people.
The president in his weekly radio and internet address today. The head of Iran's nuclear program says UN inspectors may visit the new enrichment facility, but he gave no time frame or any further details. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says she welcomes any decision to allow inspectors into Iran. The BBC's Imtiaz Tayeb reports.
Clinton told reporters it was always welcome when Iran makes a decision to comply with international rules and regulations. The comment came after Tehran agreed to admit inspectors from the IAEA to its second uranium enrichment plant constructed under the mountains near the historic city of Qom. The White House also responded to the move by saying it was time for the country to play by the rules like everyone else. According to reports, the Iranian president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, described the disclosure of Iran's new plant as a firm blow to those opposed to Tehran's atomic work.
The BBC's Imtiaz Tayeb reporting. More flooding is expected today in Georgia as parts of the state are being drenched by heavy rain. Georgia Public Broadcasting's John Sepulveda reports.
With creeks and streams having already passed flood stage, Kent Frantz with the National Weather Service is warning Northwest Georgia residents to watch the Conasauga River.
The Conasauga River is beginning to rise. It's hard to say whether that will reach flood stage. It's going to take some rain today.
That rain is expected, with flood warnings lasting until midnight as the storm moves through Northwest Georgia. Federal and state officials are also warning residents not to travel in that area if it can be avoided. For NPR News, I'm John Sepulveda in Atlanta.
Georgia's insurance commissioner says the cost of dealing with the flooding damage is likely to reach $500 million. A member of the Federal Reserve Board of Governors is warning that the Fed would invite inflationary trouble if it waits too long to raise interest rates. Steve Beckner reports.
Fed Governor Kevin Warsh warned Friday the Fed will likely need to start raising rates and tightening credit before it is obvious that it is necessary and with greater force than usual. If the Fed waits until the economy is returned to normal to tighten, he said it will almost certainly have waited too long. And when it does decide to hike rates, it should do so as swiftly as it lowered them, Warsh said in a speech at an international banking conference in Chicago. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
This is NPR. The commander of U.S. and NATO troops in Afghanistan, General Stanley McChrystal, has hand-delivered a request for more troops to top NATO and U.S. military officials. The White House is saying it wants to review the entire strategy in that region before considering the general's request. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says an important satellite that's used in forecasting hurricanes is likely to fail sometime in the next several weeks or months. From Miami, NPR's Greg Allen has the story.
QuickSat is a polar orbiting satellite that makes a pass over the oceans once a day. Hurricane forecasters use it mostly to monitor tropical waves and depressions, disturbances that can strengthen into hurricanes. It was launched in 1999 as an experimental satellite that measures wind speeds on the ocean surface. And in that, it's been very successful. NOAA hopes to replace it with two next-generation satellites. Those replacements, however, won't be ready for 5 to 10 years. Officials at the National Hurricane Center say the failure of QuickSat won't affect their ability to track hurricanes. Their main tools are geostationary satellites that keep a continuous watch on the oceans. Forecasters say once QuickSat fails, they've made arrangements to get data on ocean wind speeds from satellites launched by Europe and India. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
White House officials reportedly say that the administration may have trouble meeting President Obama's goal of closing the U.S. detention facility at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, by January. The Associated Press quotes senior administration officials as saying they are encountering legal and logistical hurdles in reviewing the cases of the more than 200 detainees still being held at Guantanamo. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.